The web that has no weaver. Understanding Chinese medicine, page 158. The seven emotions. Qiqing. Ordinary Chinese speak of emotion as causes of disease, but emotions are causes in the same way as the pernicious influences. Excessive anger, worry, or stress can cause illness in the same way that living in a damp basement can be hazardous. In this sense, emotions have a proximal causal relation to disharmony. But more important, emotions share the circular logic of Chinese medicine. The cause is also the outcome. Emotions could be considered prominent atmospheric phenomena of the human landscapes. Emotions are generating influence, but ultimately, they are another science to be understood as part of the human landscape. The Chinese recognize that emotional responsiveness is a critical component to healthy human life. But the passions also easily lose their proportion and become a cause and an important sign of a pattern of disharmony. An emotion in excess, an inappropriate reaction, a self-destructive passion, an emotional response out of proportion to a situation, or single out automatic habitual response to many different life events, all can be signs that a human being has lost his or her capacity for harmonious reactivity. The Neijing cites seven basic emotions that particularly affect a person and that are still considered most important. Elation, anger, sadness, grief, worry, fear, and fright. The differences between sadness and grief, fear and fright, appear to be of degree. Sometimes these pairs are combined as one emotion. Of course, emotional qualities are not in themselves pathological, and all of them appear in healthy individuals. It is only when an emotion is either excessive or insufficient over a long period of time, or when it arises very suddenly with great force, that it can generate imbalance and illness. And the reverse is also true. Somatic states can generate unbalanced emotional state. Emotional excess or insufficiency acts on the qi and on the other fundamental textures. The Neijing states that excess elation is associated with slow and scattered qi. Excess anger induces the qi to ascend. Excess sadness and grief weaken the qi. Excess worry generates knottedness or stuckness. Fear result in descending qi, and fright induces chaotic qi. The seven emotions are also thought to correlate with the five yin organs: worry with the spleen, anger with the liver, fear and fright with the kidneys, elation with the heart, and sadness and grief with the lungs. Disharmonies in one of these organs tends to produce an imbalance in the corresponding emotion and vice versa. Excessive worry, for example, may result in stagnation of the qi or dampness, thereby disturbing the spleen's function of the transforming food and leading to such abdominal symptoms as stomach distension or poor digestion. When excessive anger affects the liver, there may be signs such as dizziness, chest congestion, or a bitter taste in the mouth. Excessive sadness or grief may weaken the lung qi, while great fear can make kidney qi descend, even to the point of causing a person to lose control of the urination. Excessive elation can scatter the heart qi and cause confused behavior. The five basic emotions share a connection with the five spirit and the five virtues. The first passions are a kind of deformed virtue, sharing identical resonances, but exciting in a chaotic or unstructured form. The five spirit should be able to harness the five emotions and allow their energy to become virtues. Worry and excessive pondering is distressing, but it can be the basis for envisioning new possibilities in the world. Worry is transformed by the consciousness of potentials into creativity and faithful support. Anger is a sensitivity to others, but can also be an especially potent foundation for human kindness. The non-corporeal soul transforms assertiveness and awareness of others into benevolence. Fear detects the unknown, but it has the same energetic quality that is sensitive to and can embrace wisdom and the trust of faith. The will transmutes angst into wisdom. The awareness of loss and the experience of grief is not far removed from a cherished and awesome recognition of completion. The corporeal soul turns sadness into preciousness and beauty. The potential disruption of elation can easily become the warmth of human contact. The hurt spirit finds a genuine connection in elation. This transformation of emotional qi into a virtue with a similar quality of qi at the more coherent level of the organization often requires an inner effort of self-reflection. It may benefit from the assistance of herbs and acupuncture. In the over 2,000 years of Chinese medical writing on the emotions, as with every topic, there has been a diversity of opinions and serious debate. One of the most interesting discussions, both theoretically and therapeutically, can be found in the writing of the greatest physician of the Tang Dynasty, Sun Shi Miao. Some of his notions have an astonishingly modern ring, and it is worth transmitting the bottom line of his insight. People suffer illness because they do not have love in their life and are not cherished. His ideas on love were not systematized into the seven emotions theory, but have found a place in the therapeutics and the discussion of the patient-physician relationship. Clinical sketch. This case is drawn from the author's personal practice files. A young 33-year-old woman returned to my office after having been successfully treated 10 years previously for primary amenorrhea. She was recently diagnosed with inoperable uterine cancer. After extensive chemotherapy and radiation, the cancer had spread to the lungs. She had pain in the chest and dry, weak cough. She was tired. She was doing a myriad of other unconventional interventions. She wavered between being hopeful that alternative therapies would save her life and facing her death. She felt deep sadness and anger. Fear was much less prominent. Some of these feelings were directed at the cancer. Much was directed at her partner and her father. We discussed her healing strategy. And how I might fit in. Regrettably, I told her that I had no solutions for that physical disease of cancer, but was willing to try and help her as much as I could. I gave her herbs and acupuncture for the chest pain and cough. I gave her tonic herbs for her deficient qi. Luckily, both problems responded quickly. I also included lung herbs and acupuncture points for the grief and the liver herbs, and acupuncture points for anger. She thought this treatment helps as well. She felt a renewed sense of awe toward life and felt more kind toward others. Her physical condition continued to deteriorate, but she maintained her determination. She invited me to her wedding, which turned out to be both very beautiful and tragically sad. Her father was there and on his own initiative told me that his daughter had forgiven him for his years of earlier neglect. He cried quite a bit. Her family invited me to the funeral several weeks later. I felt fortunate to have been able to spend time with her at the end of her life. I hope my treatments helped.